coming out of my comfort zone. Some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone, I must do what I'm not done. To my destiny,
God is challenging me.
The goal where I'm not in,
God is moving.
And for the rest of my life, I'll say yes.
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 Yes. I'm coming out of my
zone.
I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling.
It's the influence of the Spirit. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. And we're having a Holy Ghost time, 45 minutes, that will bless us. You could. I mean, it's the influence of the Spirit. Nothing wrong to edify ourselves in the Holy Ghost. Nothing wrong to talk in tongues a little bit. Nothing wrong to speak in tongues for a while. So you could go ahead, you know, do that. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. All right, just let your friends know we're here. Let everybody know it's time to roll, time to be in. And now we're going to have a great, great time talking about the influence of the Spirit, because one of the greatest things that could ever impact our lives is the influence of the Holy Ghost. And we're learning much more, you know, this evening. And we're going to be stepping forward week after week, week after week, understanding exactly how to cooperate with the Spirit of God in our lives. You know, learning how to cooperate with the Spirit of God in everything we do, learning how to cooperate, you know, with the Holy Ghost. And that's it, because the Holy Spirit is the one, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. The Holy Ghost is the one who created this world, all right? He's the one that walked with God in the beginning. He's the one that was there all through. So if there's one person, all right, that you and I, all right, could learn from, is there, if there's one person, let me say this, please, and you're going to get it. Our journeys from A to Z, all right, our journeys, you and I, all our journeys from A to Z, just basically about the Spirit, basically about the Spirit, all right, from beginning to the end. So imagine a man living life, all right, without understanding the joy of being led by the Holy Spirit, without understanding that joy, all right, of being filled with the Spirit, without understanding the joy of fulfilling the dictates or the plans and the agenda of God for his life through the leading of the Spirit. We would say, oh, but many men have lived life that way. Many men have walked through the earth that way. I agree. All right. But, you know, the author of life knows the exact destiny of life. All right. You remember the story, you know, where Jesus was talking about the rich fool. All right. He had expanded and then he said, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull down my barn, extend it some more, raid it some more, put it up. And Jesus said, hey, come on, you fool. Don't you know, all right, that today your soul will be required. Wasn't because God was saying, hey, I'm against being rich. I mean, God believes in us being rich. And he really, really does. Okay, so but the point there is, he didn't have an agenda. He didn't have an idea of the agenda. He didn't know. So as far as he was concerned, life was all about amassing, increasing, and expanding. And Jesus said, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. I mean, men like Abraham were rich men, but men like Abraham fulfilled the purposes of God, all right? The purpose and wealth, connecting other purposes, all right, of God for their lives, all right? You find men, all right? You know, men, you know, like David. David, Bible said David served God in his own generation. So David fulfilled God's agenda, fulfilled God's purpose for his own generation. So it's possible, right, to live that Spirit life. It's possible to walk with the Holy Ghost. It's possible, all right, for you and I to be full consistently, All right, and something I want to emphasize, you know, as we go on today, is perfect timings, perfect events. Perfect timings, perfect events. Perfect timings, yeah, perfect events. How that it is possible for life to be filled with perfect timings. How that it is possible for life to be filled with perfect events. Oh, glory to God. Father, once again, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to share your word, to look into it, and to be open to the leadership and the leadings of your spirit in our lives. And we thank you because you are the God of perfect timings. You are the God of perfect events. And then we're open to it. Thank you for this broadcast is blessed by you. And we enjoy, you know, sweet revelations and sweet impartations across all platforms in the name of Jesus. So guys, we're going to have that interesting, you know, readily interesting. And feel free once again to share, all right, this with friends so they just know, hey, there's something good you could be a part of. So I said we're talking about perfect timings and then perfect events. Perfect timings, perfect events. God is a God of perfect timings. Now, in the birth of Jesus Christ, you could wonder, oh, that there were very many coincidences, all right? So one of it, you'll say, well, how come it was at the time that Mary had to give birth to Jesus? How come it was at that time, right, that there was now the decree that was given, all right, and saying that, hey, there's going to be a census, everybody go back to your own hometown, all right, so we're going to count you where exactly you came from. So Mary has to get up with Joseph and then go heavy and then travel that way until the event had to fall through, the event had to work through such that Jesus had to now be born in Bethlehem. Perfect timings, perfect event. So God has a way of shifting, rearranging situations and circumstances and people to meet with the thing that he wants to accomplish. That happens, all right? Perfect timings, perfect event. So we'll see something in the case of Peter in Acts chapter 12. You remember Peter in Acts 12 already had been arrested, put in locks. Okay, so they were waiting, all right, that, hey, we're going to kill this guy right after Easter. I mean, they had killed, you know, the king had his way, you know, with James, and was excited. And then Peter was all locked up. Bible lets us know that prayer was being made successive for him by the church. An angel walked in and smote Peter and said, hey, get up. Of course, Peter almost has him deep in sleep. Then Peter gets up, follows through with the angel, and then each season, the stalks, the chains fall off, all right? Doors are opening. Then they get to the very big gate. You remember the story? Bible said the gate opened for them of its own accord. Perfect timing, all right? Perfect timing, of course. Right now, you get to the mall and then the thing swings open. God had done that for Peter already. Didn't you understand that? So perfect timing. It means that as long as I flow the moving of the Spirit, now, yes, there might be certain doors that might be open and I need patience. I need wisdom. I have to decipher the mind and the will of God to know exactly what to do. But as long as I follow through with the Spirit, no matter how tough things seem, no matter how funny things seem, I will come into that opportunity where I will experience perfect timings. These are things that people call coincidences. If we would agree that they are, maybe we need to add the word divine and call them divine coincidences. Because they are not just mere happenings. These are things that are working, bringing to pass the will of God, working, and bringing to pass the mind of God. Oh, that we may be recipients, you know, of those supernatural coincidences. Hallelujah. Those divine happenings, those things that happen, you know, and then they just happen to bless us. They happen to, you know, impact our lives and bless us again and again and again and again and again and again and again. All right, and then there's just so much about it. I want to read from Luke, right? I'm going to pick it from NLT, all right? So Luke chapter 2. So we find that Jesus was a baby being carried to the temple according to what the law had asked them to do. So Jesus gets to the temple and something really interesting comes up. All right, and Bible says in Luke, all right, chapter 2 from the 25th verse, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. I want you to follow this. Now, the Holy Ghost was upon him, and it had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Ghost that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all your people. Listen, it's exciting. So Jesus leaves his home with his parents, a little baby boy, and then they take him up to the temple to be dedicated according to the custom of the law. And at that time, Simeon, a man whom the Holy Ghost had told, listen, you're not going to die, right? You're going to see the anointed one. You're going to see him before you leave this earth. Simeon, whom also the Bible says had the Spirit of God upon him, Simeon moved into this temple or to the temple at the exact time. I know you might have heard this before. I know you might have preached this before. I know you might know this before. But I want to encourage us. There's such a thing about perfect timings. Perfect timings. Perfect timings. Oh, perfect, perfect, perfect timings. Being at the right place at the right time. Being at the right place at the right time. Being at the right place at the right time. Perfect timing is in our lives. Perfect responses to the Holy Ghost. So this is exciting. Simeon had a word from God, but Simeon also was full of the Holy Ghost. So it's one thing to have a word from God, but it's another thing to still be in tune with the Spirit, supernaturally sharp and fine-tuned, such that when it's time for such a word to come to pass, you're in tune. Still in tune. Always in tune. Anybody understanding what I'm talking about? Perfect timings, perfect timings, perfect timings. Oh, hallelujah. So we keep reading. Now we get to the 36th verse now of the same Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, 36. Luke 2, 36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived 107 years. Had lived her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow about 84 years who did not depart from the temple. Whoa. But served God with fastings night and day. She will be sensitive, don't you think so? Fastings night and day. Her focus was the Lord. Her focus was the Lord. Verse 38 says, and coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for the redemption in Israel. That means, hey, they brought baby Jesus to the temple. Simeon walks in, picks up the baby and begins to speak. If you were Mary or Joseph, how do you feel? What would you be thinking? What's going on, my baby? What's happening here? Okay, we know an angel talked to us before now, but this is getting more and more amazing. Perfect timings. Perfect timings. Perfect timings. So Simeon finishes prophesying, Anna walks in. Exact moment. I mean, have you ever gotten somewhere and they say, oh, the person just left? All right? Have you ever been somewhere and they say, oh, the person hasn't come? Too early or too late. But by the moving of the Spirit, we enjoy the perfect timings of God. Oh, hallelujah. Perfect timings of God. Perfect timings of God. Perfect timings of God. Hallelujah. Never too early. Never too late. Always on time. You know, Jesus wasn't born too early. Neither was he born too late. Bible says he was born in due season. Due season. Due season. In the fullness of time. And that's your story, child of God. The fullness of time. How would it happen? How would you always consistently flow the Holy Ghost with such things? By being yielded and sensitive to the leadings of the Spirit. Last week, we looked at John, all right? In John, the third chapter, Jesus makes a very, 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 very beautiful statement. In John chapter 3, all right? Are you ready with me? Yes, you are. Verse 8. John 3:8, Jesus said, the wind blows where it wishes. John 3:8, the wind blows where it wishes. And then you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. The wind blows where it wishes. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from. You cannot tell where it goes. So is everyone born of the Spirit? So there's a blowing of the wind. There's a moving of the wind. There's a blowing of the wind. There's a moving of the wind. I know it's blowing. Where is it coming from? Where is it going? So Jesus says the life of the Spirit cannot be trapped. Please understand this, all right? The life of the Spirit cannot be trapped. The spiritual person cannot be trapped. Oh, because we blow like wind. We blow like wind. Men feel our impact. They feel the effect. They know we breezed past. They know we passed by. How are they coming? How are they going? How's she getting it done? How's he getting it done? We don't know. Oh, we thought they couldn't make it. Oh, we thought it couldn't happen. Oh, but we thought the whole thing was stuck. We thought the project couldn't happen. But these ones refuse to be stranded. These ones refuse to be stuck. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell where it comes from. Neither can you tell where it's going to. So is everyone born. And we're born of the Holy Ghost. That means we blow like wind. Hallelujah. We're born of the Holy Ghost. We blow like wind. Perfect timings. We blow like wind. Perfect events. We blow like wind. Being where we ought to be. Be when we ought to be there. Doing the things we ought to do. All right, in your life's agenda, God might have that in so-so XYZ year, XYZ month or 2020, or you meet with someone, you meet this happens to you, or you might feel right now, but the year seems messed up. No, God's agenda never messed up. Oh, but God's agenda is never messed up. God's agenda is never messed up. Let's read a story in 2 Kings. I think this would interest you. All right, 2 Kings, all right, the 8th chapter, right, of 2 Kings. Something rather interesting happens here. You know, so 2 Kings chapter 8, all right, and then the first verse. So I'm reading again from the NLT, all right? I mean, New King James, all right? So 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1. Then Elisha spoke to the woman whose son had been restored to life. Remember the woman, right? Saying, arise and go, you and your household, and stay wherever you can. For the Lord has called for a famine, and furthermore, it will come upon the land for 7 years. So Elisha gives this woman a word by the Spirit. There will be famine. The famine will be for 7 years. So God said there's going to be famine. Also, leave this land. Get away from here 7 years. All right? Leave here. Okay. So, verse 2. So the woman arose and did according to the saying of the man of God. And she went with her household and dwelt in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. And it came to pass at the end of 7 years that the woman returned from the land of the Philistines. And she went to make an appeal to the king for her house and for her land. And then the king talked to Gehazi. Remember the guy? All right. The king talked to Gehazi, servant of the man of God, saying, tell me, please, tell me all the great things Elisha has done. Give me gist. I mean, I've heard so much about the man of God. Talk to me about him. Talk to me. Tell me about him. Now it happened that as Gehazi was telling the king how he had raised the little dead, you know, the little boy back to life, that there was the woman whose son was restored to life, appealing to the king, all right, for a house and for a land. And Gehazi said, my lord, oh king, this is the woman, all right, and this is her son who Elisha restored to life. Perfect timing, perfect event. The king was asking Elisha to talk about the thing that Elijah had done. So Elijah was talking, I mean, Gehazi, rather. The king was talking to Gehazi. Tell me the things Elisha has done. Gehazi was busy telling the story, talking about how he had raised a little boy from the dead, and the woman walks in with the little boy. How else can this story be perfect? This is exciting. As in, this is exciting. Oh, king, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elisha restored to life. And when the king asked the woman, she said to him, you know, she told him, so the king appointed a certain officer for her, saying, watch this now. Restore all that was hers. Watch this. And all the proceeds of the field from the day that she left, even up until now. Oh, my goodness. I mean, all the woman wants is, give me my land. Give me my house. King said, no, we're going to give you your land. They should give you your house, but they should give you every proceed. I mean, take this thing back. 7 years from the very day she left till now, whatever it is the land might have yielded. I mean, there was famine, but hey, whatever it was you guys made from that land, whatever it was. All right, perfect timing, perfect event leads to restoration. Perfect timing, perfect event leads to restoration. All right, this is beautiful. So there's a leading of the Spirit that can lead you to increase. There's a leading of the Spirit that can lead you into blessings. Remember what happened in 1 Kings chapter 9? Well, in 1 Kings chapter 9, Saul's daddy, all right, had some asses, and then the asses were lost. And he says, hey, Saul, I need asses, right, to be found. So go look for the asses. So Saul calls a servant and they say, let's go. Let's go look for daddy's asses. Right? And then they step out looking for daddy's asses. All right. So, hey, they couldn't find it. So what do? I think it's time for us to get back home. Well, the servant said, well, there's this seer. There's this man of God around here. We could ask him about the asses. Maybe he'll be of help to us, you know. And then, you know, Saul said, well, I don't have anything to give to the man. No problem. Let's go meet with him. And then they walked up, and guess who they met? They met with Samuel. All right. And Samuel says, okay, so first of all, God will have me tell you that the asses you're looking for have been found. Secondly, you're my guest. All right. So you're going to spend the night with me. And then tomorrow I'm going to send you back home to your daddy. All right. So you're going to spend the night with me. Tomorrow you go home. Perfect timing. Perfect, perfect, perfect. All right. So God had told Samuel, you're going to meet with the king. And then God had, maybe one angel came to the house and hit those asses, right? And then the daddy said, Saul, you have to go look for the donkeys. I mean, sometimes when you're sent on a mission, sent on an errand, you might not know whether you're sent on a date with destiny. Oh, glory to God. You know, when you're too quick to say no, too quick to respond, too quick to react, too quick to say how you feel about it, you might miss something you don't know it's going to be. So what if Saul said, no, dad, send somebody else. Send somebody else. I'm off duty today. I'm off duty. But Saul said, okay, let's go. I mean, look for asses. Let's go. And they looked and couldn't find them. Looked and looked and couldn't find. But Saul, while he was busy looking for the asses, the crown of Israel was looking for someone's head. And then they met. Anybody got that now? Perfect timing. Perfect timing. Oh, glory to God. May our lives be filled with perfect timings. May our lives be filled with perfect events. May our lives be filled. You want to pray in the Holy Ghost, somebody? May our lives be filled with perfect timings, and perfect events. Being at the right place at the right time. Being at the right place at the right time. Led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit. Being at the right place at the right time. Glory to God. Led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Being at the right place at the right time. Being at the right place at the right time, led by the Spirit, not led by circumstances, not led by the flesh, not led by reactions, not led by bitterness, not led by anger, not led by grief, oh, not led by money, not led by mere opportunities or the voices of men, but led by the Spirit, led by the Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's the influence of the Holy Ghost. So, yeah, you can pray in tongues where you are at any given point in time. Feel free. That's why we're here. All right. To talk about the leadings of the Spirit, to talk about how, you know, the ministry of the Holy Ghost and how we could engage Him more and more and more and more. Glory to God. Perfect timings. Perfect timings. So, while Saul was looking for the father's asses, the crown of Israel was looking for the first king. Glory to God. That's exciting. That's exciting. And then they meet. The head meets with the crown. Hallelujah. Samuel sees him and says, this is the guy now. This is him. And Saul doesn't know. Keeps him till the next day. And then, you know, says, this is the Lord's anointed. So we find this perfect timings and perfect events all through scripture. Remember what happens in the book of Genesis. God said to Abraham, pick your son Isaac. Yeah, the one you love, that one. Yeah, pick him up. All right, we need to make a sacrifice. Ha, ha, ha. All right, anyway, God didn't do all that. But God said to him, listen, I want your son, your only son, the one you will love, Isaac, and I want you to sacrifice him for me on a mountain I'm going to tell you off. So Abraham gets up in the morning, saddles it up, you know, and then they move on. Him, Isaac, and then two of the servants, and they get to the foot of the mountain. He tells the servants, you wait here. I and the lad will go up yonder. Please watch this. God had told Abraham, you will take the boy to a particular mountain that I will tell you off. I will tell you what mountain it is. I will show you what it is. I'll show you where it is. So Abraham set out not knowing where it was going. All right, so he went out with his kids. So where was he going? Where were they going to go? God said, when you get there, I'll tell you. So what if Abraham had obeyed God about getting Isaac to offer him as a sacrifice? But what if Abraham missed God as to which of the mountains? All right, Abraham just felt, you know, and there's something, I know who could negotiate with God. I know who could talk to God. You know, people say, you know, God told me this, but I told him that, and you know, and all that. It's fantastic. I know there's a place for that. I really do. All right. But I would like to just advise. All right. Be watchful. Be careful about those things you want to negotiate. Remember what happened in the case of Sodom and Gomorrah? Right. So the city was going to be destroyed. And then Lot was told to go to a particular city. And Lot told Abraham, no. There's this other place. It's closer. Can we go there? He ended up losing himself, losing his wife, losing his kids, basically. All right. You know, so the angels already would have received an instruction from God and exactly where he needed to go. Go. Just Just go. Just go. Just go. All right? NLT in Psalm 32 and verse 8, God said, I will lead you along the best pathway for your life. I will lead you along the best pathway. So God knows what the best pathway really, really is. He says, I will lead you along the best pathway. He knows what it is. Anyway, you know, we might still come to that though. Right. So the Lord now leads Abraham and then leads him to a certain mountain. So Abraham gets there. You know the story. Okay. So lays the lad down, ties him up, and then was about to kill him. And then the angel stops him and says, hey, God has seen your hand and your heart and your heart and all of that. So he lifts up his head and sees what now? A ram caught in the thicket. So let's assume. Abraham climbs the mountain with Isaac. Ram. Now, I know, angel, I just dropped the whole thing there, but maybe just makes it a little bit of drama. All right, but just illustration. Abraham climbs the mountain. Ram climbs the mountain. Abraham climbs the mountain. Ram climbs the mountain. Abraham stops climbing. Ram stops climbing. Abraham climbs the mountain. Ram climbs the mountain. So Abraham says, Isaac, you know, God told me to do something, so we're not doing it anymore. I think I should change my mind. I say, well, I don't know that. You know what God told you to do. So, hey, it's all right. So let's go down. So Abraham comes down. Ram comes down. So Abraham never sees what God had provided. Did you get that? But Abraham keeps going, gets to the top of the mountain. Ram kept on going to, got to the top of the mountain, and then was stuck in the thicket. Like I said, I don't think that happened. Just illustration to be of help, you know, just to help somebody. All right, so all that goes on. So angel says, stop. All right, so he stopped, and then he looked, and then saw the ram. Perfect timing. Right place, right time. Just where the blessing needed to be. All right, right place, right time. God told Elijah, go to the brook. He went to the brook. He had supply. Ravens fed him, all right, and then he drank from the brook. And then God told him, all right, brook dried up. God says, go to the village, meet the widow. Get to the village, meets the widow. Food continues. Perfect timing. Someone says, what's perfect about that? The perfection is the leading of the Spirit. If he went to the wrong widow, he would have, yes, got into the city, but was with the wrong widow, so there will be no perfect event. All right? There will be no accuracy in the leading. There will be no accuracy in the direction. Guys, in these stories, we see the leadings of the Spirit. We see how that you could be at the right place and then at the right time. And then you see the provision of God. Like the woman in 2 Kings chapter 8, she saw restoration. She didn't just get her land and her house. All right, she got sevenfold everything. I mean, she got harvest of 7 years. I mean, backlog of everything she'd ever thought she lost. Everything came. That means God could bring about restoration. We see Simeon, we see Hannah. All right, we see these guys walking in at the right time. Oh, that means someone this season can walk into favor. Oh, glory to God. Right, but these things are not just about money and cars and but I know those things also happen. Some might be thinking right now, I want to sell my car. I want to just sell my car. Or I could just bless somebody with it. And that's exactly when you call just to say, hi, do you need a car? And you say, yeah, okay, take mine and go away with it. And then you're like, I wasn't even calling for a car. Perfect timing. Perfect event. Perfect timing. Perfect event. They could have just finished firing someone right now, and that's when exactly the person stumbled over your accommodation. I remember the story of Bishop T.D. Jakes, all right? All right, first time he got on TBN, Paul Crouch, all right, the owner of TBN, stumbled into his house, all right, his own house, got back home, you know, from work, you know, and then just, you know, sat on the couch, went just, you know, just work something. So he turned on TV, TBN, you know, and then there's this, you know, preacher, Carlton Pearson. All right, he had a slot on TBN, and then he had this program just concluded. So he cut 7 minutes of each preacher, all right, and put it there, you know, in his own, you know, 30-minute slot. So about 7 minutes each, making 21 minutes. All right, so each preacher, 7 minutes. So Paul Crouch gets home, turns on the TV. It was Paul Crouch's session going on, but it was T.D. Jakes's extracted session that was going on. And then Paul Crouch gets blessed and picks up a phone, calls, you know, Carlton Pearson. Who's this person? I mean, and that was how T.D. Jakes got on TBN. If I get my story correctly, man, it's an old story. If I get it correctly. I mean, perfect timing. I mean, T.D. Jakes, I've been doing Whom and Thou Art Lose. Attendance was enough. I mean, nobody knew him, all right? So he's been sweating, preaching, whooping, hollering. So all the, hey, I love this man and his swag, you know, everything wasn't just all about packaging. I've been doing this thing when nobody knew him. He had been faithful when nobody saw him. But boom, perfect timing. It would look like overnight, but man, that must have been the longest night in history. He was faithful through and through. Whether anybody saw him, whether anybody knew him, whether anybody invited him to meetings. So it was a big break for him. Wonderful testimony. I mean, Calvin Pearson, I'm preaching for him. He's my fellow brother and all of that. Good stuff already, but that was just a setup for the next level. God knew something was coming up. God was cooking something up for him. Are you getting this? So he gets there and then he's done. He's blessed. He's gone home. So he might have been done with that presentation. Maybe a few people were there right in front of you. But Saul from that presentation could just be busy talking about it somewhere else and someone goes, oh, who's that? I think we need someone like that in this next presentation we're doing. And then from talking to 25 people, you're talking to like 345 people. And then from there, you're told to go to South Africa or you're told you're speaking in Kenya. You know, there's what you can scheme your way up for, but it's just the arrangement of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 That's what you can scheme your way for. But it's that supernatural arrangement of the Holy Ghost. Supernatural. Supernatural. There's the, can I meet them? I just want to meet them. I just want to drop my stuff. So yeah, sometimes there might be that. And you know, you might need to push your way through and make some things happen. Yeah, so maybe there just might be that. I know. As the Lord leads you. But I've also seen the beauty. Oh, hallelujah. I'm asking why I share a few personal stories. I've just seen the beauty of those perfect timings. Beautiful. Beautiful. I'll share one. I'll share an old one. All right, but I've seen those, and imagine now, TDX now comes up there and someone says, oh, how did you know Paul Crouch? I don't. How'd you get a TBN? How much are you paying? I was called to be here, baby. You know, come on. God can be good because God is good. But we don't usually allow those leadings of the Spirit, those movings of the Spirit, those, you know, those flows of the Holy Ghost. We want to work things through. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Hallelujah. Lean not onto your own understanding in all your ways, in all your ways. Acknowledge him and he, the Lord, will direct your path. He will. Glory to God. He will. Oh, hallelujah. I remember year 2000. You know, the Lord had led me, well, I was coming out of school. So the Lord had told me, you know, when you're done from school, you're done from the ministry where you had served, you know, and had served both at one of the branches at Lagos. Well, Sangota there. And then my school also. And then the Lord said it was about time to, you know, leave. And then I'd met this particular pastor, one pastor, you know, city of Lagos, in a few times. So I sat back at home one day. It was a Friday. And the Lord said, you okay. So I attended the service of that, you know, young pastor like three times. All right. Midweek service, Wednesday. Interesting. He wasn't the one that preached any of those Wednesday services. I'll go. It wasn't him. One of the associates. I'll go another Wednesday. It wasn't him. One of the associates. I'll go then. It wasn't one of the associates. All right. So that Friday, you know, I was home. And then the Lord said, join now, not attend. Join now. You know, like join right now. So I knew that. So in obedience to the Lord, you know, in obedience to the Lord, I just had to, you know, yield. All right, so Lord says, join now. All right, so, but interesting thing was this. So Saturday, I was with a friend of mine, and then in being with that friend, you know, we're gisting, and then he was already a member of this church, and he said, his pastor, I'll still mention all the names, all right, or at least pastor's name in the church. All right, so his pastor was, you know, traveled to Ife, you know, and then we'll be back, and then was going back, and then he'll be going with the pastor to Ife. And right there, the Holy Ghost told me, he's not going, you are going. I said, okay, how do I tell him? I can't tell him that. So I kept quiet. So Sunday morning on my way to church, I packed my stuff. Smart guy, ready. The Holy Ghost had told me I was going. So I packed my things ready and said, okay, so set. Service ended my first Sunday morning at the church. So I asked my friend and said, hey, are you still going with pastor to Ife? He said, no, pastor asked him not to bother anymore. I said, all right. So I walked up to the pastor, all right? So I said, so hello, sir, Pastor Lan, all right? So that's Pastor Lan Rijuala. So I said, I'll tell the name. All right, so I walked up to Pastor Lan Rijuala and I said, so I'm reporting for duty, so I'm finally joining church today. We had met before that. So I said, I'm finally joining church today. He said, okay, you're welcome officially, you know, and all of that. Then I said, I heard you're going to Ife. He said, yeah, would you like to come there? Space. Great. So, smart. Went to my bag, my uncle's house, got my stuff, and then, you know, followed him. Then we get to Ife. All right, wanted to quickly have a meal before the meeting. We're eating. All right, so Pastor Noel walks in, and then Pastor Lan is introducing me and says, hey, meet my personal assistant. And then he calls my name. I go, huh? When did we discuss that part? All right, and then I let that slide. We got to the meeting where I was going to preach. They had set, you know, I had a privilege of, you know, maybe coming with him, also being sat on the front row. And then so it was acknowledging people right there. Then he got to me and said in front of everybody, so I finally reproduced myself, meet my personal assistant. And then he calls my name. I'm like, ooh, we didn't discuss this. All right, what's going on? So the next day, I met him at his hotel room and I asked him, sir, so yesterday you said this. He said, yeah, that the first time he said it, it came out of his mouth. All right. Second time he said it came out of his mouth. So he knew that was what the Holy Ghost was saying. Now, when God told me on Friday, all right, it's time to join now, God also told me you're going to be close to the pastorate. So based on that preparation, I didn't struggle. I said, okay, this will be what the Lord was saying. Okay, so I'm available. So I end up becoming a pastor, but this is it. My life begins to unfold from there. I resume in church office. God had told me also after that, don't get a job anywhere, work there. So I'm at church office. I'm working with him. I become foundation school principal. Dr. K comes to Nigeria, I become Dr. K's PA. By the end of the same year, 2000, I'm ordained a pastor. Whole stretch, one, you know, within a year, few months. But this is it. What if that Friday I missed it? What if that Sunday I decided not to even ask him anything about the step to go to Ife? What if I just missed that weekend and say, I'm not even going to that church, Lord? I still need like 4 weeks more to pray about it. What if? So what if there was this window, and I've seen those windows in my life. That window just opens and God just puts you through it. It's a window you could say, Lord, nope, I don't want to go. But perfect timing. I show up. He needed a PA. God sent me at the right time. He picked me at the right time. And the rest of my life goes this way in ministry. Ooh, what do you do? All right. So I found an old story to tell you. I'm saying all this because it's important that you and I come to embrace the leadings of the Spirit. Perfect timings. Perfect timings. As we go on, yes, as I feel I should, I'll tell us one, you know, tale after the other, just to confirm that it's the life of the Spirit. Pray in tongues a little bit, please. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, that we are led, that we are sensitive, that our hearts are pliable. Our hearts are pliable, open to the leadership and the leadings of the Spirit. Open to the leadership and the leadings of the Spirit. Open, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Open, hallelujah, to the leadership. Open to the leadership and to the leadings of the Spirit. Open, glory to God. Amen. All right. I want us to read Psalm 32. I'd mentioned it earlier, so we're going to look at it. Psalm 32 and the 8th verse. Psalm 32, verse 8. All right, so Psalm 32 and then the 8th verse. I know you might know it, but it's good to read it together. All right, so Psalm 32 and then verse 8. Are you ready? Okay. So Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. I will instruct you and I will teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Verse 9 says, do not be like the horse or like the mule, which has no understanding. All right. Which must be harnessed with a bit and brittle, else they will not come to you. Do not be like the horse or the mule. English, don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. Be pliable. Be open. Be sensitive. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be pliable. Be open. Be open. It's not always a voice you might hear. It's not always a voice you might hear. It could be just one gentle leading of the Spirit. Gentle leading of the Spirit. It could be a thought the Lord drops. All right? It could be that your heart was excited about something. Suddenly your heart is no longer excited about it. Check the thing out. Maybe the Lord is saying, I've withdrawn from that thing. Don't get yourself involved in it. Oh, you were excited. Oh, you're going to see XYZ. Oh, you're traveling to XYZ place tomorrow. Oh, you're doing XYZ stuff and all of that. And then there's that, I don't feel like going anymore. Don't be stubborn. Check it. Karabosa talibasa prorogodoso. Thank you, Lord. Check it. Please, check. Don't be stubborn. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. NLT. All right, same. Psalm 32, verse 8. All right, NLT. I like the way the NLT puts it. All right, so the NLT says, I will guide you. Thus says the Lord, NLT. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you. I will watch over you. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I'll read 9 and then come back to 8. 9 sounds a bit harsh, but let's read it. It says, do not be like a senseless horse or mule that needs a bit and a bridle to keep it under control. You don't have to be, no, make it easy. Make it smooth for the Holy Ghost to roll with you. Make it smooth. When you're not clear, you're not clear. It's all right. But don't stay at not being clear and I'm not clear. You know, fine tune. Change your environment. Change atmosphere. More importantly, you may be in the same place you've always been. We just need to create a bit more worship, a bit more prayer, a bit more praying tongues, a bit more. Meditate a bit more. Get quiet a little more. All right, do whatever you need to do, but don't be like the horse. Don't. All right, allow my Yoruba. Don't use agidi. Don't make it easy. Make it easy. And there are things we're learning, all right? We're flowing with the Holy Ghost. It's serious. We can't teach everything one Sunday, all right? So we're learning this. All right, it says, thus saith the Lord, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and I will watch over you. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. It means there are a few pathways. They look good. There could be many pathways that look great. God says, I will guide you along the best. I will guide you along the best. I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you. I will watch over you. I will. Isn't it exciting? Isn't it wonderful to know that we can be led? Isn't it exciting, wonderful to know we can be guided? Isn't it exciting to know, oh, glory to God, that we are led by the Spirit. That we are led by the Spirit. That we are led. Don't be like King Saul. Don't honor the voice of the people more than the voice of the Spirit. Don't honor the opinions of people. Don't fear man. Don't fear man. Don't fear man. If you want to walk with God the way you should, all right, I don't mean walking with yourself and then your full head knowledge and all of those kinds of stuff. Nah. I'm saying you flowing with the Holy Ghost. If you want to walk with him like you should, you would sometimes be misunderstood. All right, you sometimes feel like you're alone. You sometimes, you know, go on a long journey because you're being led by the Spirit. You're being led by the Spirit. You're being led. Everybody won't, you know, so if you're trying to make everybody understand you, you're going to go on a long journey. I mean, you might end up, allow me, please, all right? You might end up like Moses and the guys in the wilderness because, I mean, that was a mixed multitude, so it became a long journey. Right, so you're just taking yourself on a very, very, very long journey. Right, remember when God told Abraham to get out of his country, right, his kindred, you know the next one, father's house, all right? So God said, leave your country, leave your kindred, leave your daddy's house. And then Abraham left with Sarah, and then he left with one more person from daddy's house, Lot. All right, so that was in the plan, that was in the package. All right, so God will bless Lot, because Lot is with Abraham. God said, leave your country, leave your kindred, leave your daddy's house. Anybody in your papa's house, don't carry. All right? And then it was after Lot left Abraham in Genesis 13 that God said, okay, now can we talk, bro? Okay, so lift up your eyes to the north, to the south, the east, the west. Whatever you see, then I'm going to give to you. God was talking to Abraham, mano a mano. This is me and you now, bro. This was me and you that were to have this conversation from the beginning. All right, so sometimes you're just trying to create attachment. And then we create those sentiments. And then you say, oh, but if I leave now, what would it look like? Oh, so what will happen? So what's going to go on? Oh, so what would the people say? Oh, so how's it going to be now? No, if the Lord is leading you, follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the Holy Spirit. If the Lord is leading you, follow the Holy Spirit. Follow the Holy Ghost. You might not be understood, and that's fine. Later, everybody will understand you. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe you have been blessed. All right. Today, we got a roundup right now. All right. You could drop your comments. You could send in questions. You could DM me. You could leave comments and questions on YouTube. Those of you watching on YouTube, you could leave comments or DM or write on Instagram. And then please, those of you listening via audio, via Spreaker, you could drop comments or questions right there. So I'll get back to every one of them. But this is every Sunday, 5 p.m., all right, West African time, all right, 5 o'clock to 5:45, 45 minutes talking about the influence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I believe you have been blessed. Oh, glory, glory. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, that our days and our weeks and our months and our years are filled with the influence of the Spirit. Oh, that our lives are characterized by supernatural coincidences. Oh, that we enjoy perfect timings. Perfect timings and perfect events. Well, where we ought to be, when we ought to be there, doing the things we ought to be doing and enjoying the results we ought to enjoy. Glory to God. Our lives are characterized by the leadings of the Spirit. Our lives are filled with supernatural adventures. Our lives are filled with divine coincidences. We enjoy the blessings and the leadings of the Spirit. We're filled with this. Oh, we enjoy the fruit of it. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. So join me every Sunday. My pleasure to teach you this again and again. And please, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Spreaker, and a few other podcast platforms, Nigerian time, 7 a.m., Mondays through Friday, I teach for about 30 minutes. It's called the Money Faith Boost. It will be a huge, huge blessing, all right, to you. Thank you for allowing me have you with me this Sunday evening. I believe you've been greatly blessed. Keep living. All right, a spirit-assisted life. Keep living, right, in that supernatural. Keep living, right, in that atmosphere, all right, of perfect timings and perfect events. I'll see you again next Sunday. Thank you, love you, and goodbye. All right.
Coming out of my comfort zone, I'm being stretched to a place I never known. God is challenging me. Trust and believe. If you're coming out, lift your hands and give Him praise right now. I said, if you're coming out, lift those hands and bless the name of the Lord. Come on, help me praise Him right now. He's worthy to be glorified. Come on, help me worship Him right now.